Hey, thanks for listening to the James and Kim cast. Like us, share us, interact with us on social media. And before we get started, because we have a really special guest on with us today, I just want to mention our sponsors. Let's talk about the gig, EPB Fiber Optics. And it's the fastest internet around and the best value in town at only $67.99 a month. Only from our friends at EPB. All right, like I mentioned, we have a very special guest in with us today. It is the president and general manager of the Chattanooga Red Wolves, Sean McDaniel.
Hello, Sean.
How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing okay. All right, so I'm going to test Kim on her howling skills.
Okay? I got this.
And then, Sean, you're going to have to give us your best howling as well, okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
I got this.
You got this? Okay, all right. Here, I'll go first.
You go first. That was pretty good, James.
Was that okay, Sean?
That can't be beat. I can't even go after that.
Oh, now James can't take the title immediately.
Okay, all right,
are you ready?
Maybe Kim should have gone first.
Here we go.
I'm impressed, actually.
How was that?
It's a toss-up. It's too tight to call. I think both are winners in my book.
Okay.
I've always wanted to do that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So we're all ready. We're all getting excited, especially for the home opener. And Sean, tell us when the home opener of the Chattanooga Red Wolves will be.
The home opener is this Saturday, May 22nd. Against Fort Lauderdale, kickoff at 7:00 under the lights at CHI Memorial Stadium.
That's May 22nd. So many people are looking forward to it. Hey, let me ask you this. So are we at full capacity?
We are, and, you know, just like everyone else, James, we watch and study and observe and see what's coming out from the CDC, our health department. And it's open, particularly since we're going to be outdoors. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we're going to have a full stadium.
Yeah.
I know it was a really, really big deal that we were getting this humongous Jumbotron put in. Is it already working and up and ready to go for Saturday?
It's going up. We are hustling to get that thing turned on for Saturday's game, but it's massive. You can see it from the air. You can see it from the interstate. It's pretty incredible.
So how big? How big is it?
Oh, it's like 60 by 30.
Oh, wow.
Nice. You should see the remote control for that thing.
I wanted to
the remote control. How big is the remote control? That's got to be like a warehouse of buttons.
Seriously, it's everything's handled through just a laptop from inside the press box.
Oh, that's
cool. The technology's incredible. It's the same thing that's down at Mercedes Stadium down in Atlanta, where the Falcons and the Atlanta United play.
That
I want to put it in perspective. It's because I read that it was 2,200 square feet. That's bigger than my house. I mean, that's a nice size house.
It's as big as a house, Kim, and to give it some perspective, it's bigger than some of the billboards that are near the stadium.
Now, do we get FAA approval? Because you're in line with the runway 2 at the Chattanooga Metropolitan Airport.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We actually did have to get FAA approval, both for that and the new lights.
That's how big this Jumbotron is. That is amazing. So, hey, all right. So we know the Jumbotron is big. Getting back to CHI Memorial Stadium, how many does it seat?
Right now, we are just under 2,600, and that includes all the seats. We've got a couple of the party pads. Once the stadium is completed, and people will see this when they come to the game, the executive suites are being built as we speak, and that'll hold a couple hundred more, plus our executive club. Once the other side of the stadium is built out, there'll be capacity for another 1,500 to 2,000. So when it's all finished, full capacity is just over 5,000 spectators.
This is so exciting. It's so exciting. We've been so excited about the Chattanooga Red Wolves for the last few years. Let me ask you something, Sean. What has your life been like as the president and general manager of this soccer club?
Well, I think there's a lot that happens beyond just the professional soccer team here, because not only do we have the Chattanooga Red Wolves professional team and a brand new stadium, we have a youth academy with over 700 families in it. We have two feeder minor league teams that feed into the first team. We have the women's team. We have a front office in excess of 20 or 30 people. Game day, when it's everything's humming, we've got 100 employees running around and making sure people are having a great day in Chattanooga. So the term drinking out of a fire hose is truly apropos, but I wouldn't have it any differently. You know, I mean, sure. We couldn't have done this if it weren't for a city like Chattanooga, and credit to the owner, Bob Martino, for seeing and having the vision for all the great things that can happen around here.
And I'm excited about just how it's grown, what we're seeing today, but then, gosh, in the next couple of years with the Chattanooga Red Wolves, we'll bring to the table. I was reading in the Wall Street Journal just a few days ago, it was an article entitled "A Moneyball Experiment in Soccer." And I don't know if y'all have seen the movie Moneyball with Brad Pitt.
Right.
But that,
yes.
Yeah, but the true story about Billy Bean. But anyway, apparently, you know, with the second lowest payroll in England's second tier, what's the Barnsley FC? You know, it's amazing how he's experimenting and he's getting into soccer. Soccer has grown tremendously, especially here in Chattanooga the last several years. But it's neat seeing where soccer is today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think, you know, you bring up an excellent point with the connectivity, just even over the last decade, of through high-speed internet, through social channels like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're now connected all over the world, and it's no secret soccer or football has been the global game for nearly a century. It just had a tough time getting across the ocean. Sure. Into the United States of America. But with the advent of technology, people can consume the game from all over the world much quicker. And so we're seeing and reaping the rewards and the benefits of the groundwork that was laid globally. And now with our own domestic leagues like Major League Soccer and the USL, the league we participate in, fans can see the game and watch the beautiful game any place, anywhere. And that didn't even exist, again, even 10 short years ago.
Yeah, yeah, I believe it. Hey, let me ask you a question. I don't want to get political at all, but are we getting support from Mayor Tim Kelly? Because I know he's a big supporter of Chattanooga FC.
Well, I what we're getting is support from all the fans and leaders in Chattanooga, Eastridge, and beyond. You know, it's hard not to be proud of what's being built out here. Frankly, 2 years ago, it was just land on the side of an interstate. So, you know, anybody who's from Chattanooga, anyone who helps lead the growth of the city, including the Sports Commission, the Chamber of Commerce, and otherwise, are all excited and see that the growth is here, right?
Sure.
Again, this could have been placed anywhere in the country, but Chattanooga is no longer a secret. People want to be here and invest here, and that's what's happened.
That's exciting. Hey, all right, so what do we need to know to be a part of the home opener at CHI Memorial Hospital or CHI Memorial Stadium?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is go ahead and get tickets online, ChattanoogaRedWolves-SC.com. And we're getting close to a sellout, so I would encourage people to do that sooner rather than later. There's a great seat map. You can enjoy the game with your family in the Sunny 92.3 family section, or certainly go over to the supporter section where you can stand and sing. We've already sold out the executive club section, and we're close to selling out two other sections. So the best thing is go online, look at the seat map, and grab your tickets.
Excellent. We will get that done. And for the season outlook, what can we kind of expect?
this was probably the busiest offseason I've ever been through in my soccer career. And essentially, our head coach, while last year was his first year, this is really his first year. And we got the roster down and recruited and signed 12, 13, 14 new players. So it was a lot of work in the offseason. But Coach Obleda was looking for a very particular type of player. And we searched the world. We have South Americans. We have a lot of West Coast players and guys that really play an exciting brand of soccer. It's literally end to end, and people will see that when they come out.
So when it comes to these players, this is their full time job, right?
That's right. They're under contract with us. We compensate them. They live here. This is their home for almost a year, and they're training right now. They have practice right now, and they get up, they train, they work out, they play their games. We just got back from Boston yesterday, but this is what they do.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Hey, real quickly before we let you go, before we wrap up the Change of Kim cast, the Red Wolves women's team, can you tell us about the women's team?
Yeah, so they'll be playing their home games in CHI Memorial Stadium as well. Gretchen Hamill, who's a longtime leader, not just as a player but beyond in Chattanooga, runs that team, operates that team, and we really couldn't do it without her. And she's built a wonderful, wonderful product to put on the field. And honestly, it gives a great a path for all the young ladies out there who play in our academy and play in the local rec associations. Both for young men and young women, they have a soccer path forward with the Chattanooga Red Wolves and the Chattanooga Lady Red Wolves.
All right, Sean, we are so looking forward to this season. I want to mention that you, of course, have teamed up with Sunny 92.3, and we have some season tickets that are available in our half-price store, our Finally Friday deal. There's just a handful of those left if anybody wants to take advantage of that. And we appreciate you offering that deal to our listeners.
Thank you.
Well, it's our pleasure, and again, we want to show off the stadium. We want to show off the Red Wolves, and if we can get people in there just for the first time, we know they'll come back.
Excellent.
Go Chattanooga Red Wolves.
We're ready for the game, James.
We're practicing up. Yes, our alley. Oh, my goodness. All right, General Manager and President Sean McDaniel of the Chattanooga Red Wolves, thanks so much for your valuable time today.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Sean. And how's this for leaving you on a high note? You can have the world's fastest internet, the gig, in your home for just $67.99 a month. Isn't that amazing? Call our friends at EPB 423-648-1372 right now because your gig is waiting.
And that's going to wrap up the James and Kim cast. Make sure you catch the James and Kim show on Sunday 92.3 Monday through Friday from 5 until 10. Until next time, have a fantastic rest of your day. So long.